Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Grant. He is the birthday boy, Danny Ruye. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. If you missed Adam the Bull, Cleveland Radio, on the Cavs-Celtics Kyrie Irving-Isaiah Thomas trade, you can grab the podcast when we're done at grantanddanny.com/audio. Will Montgomery was great on the Redskins' offensive woes, trying to run the football. Longtime center and guard trying to help them get right on the interior of the offensive line. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio for that as well. We're getting your thoughts on Le'Veon Bell announcing via Twitter yesterday. Casually, it was like, oh, by the way, I'll be there on September 1st. Months of speculation. Everyone's been wondering. He just responds to some guy's question in the middle of the night. When are you going to be back? And he says, September 1st. I'll be there.
He'll accept the date. And everyone went, oh, that's news.
That was not quite the save the date that you pin up on your fridge with a photo. And everyone now knows months in advance what's going to happen. This was just a very casual, like, I'm getting married in a couple of days. Everyone goes, Oh, whoa, hey. Should we do something?
Do we need to throw you an event?
Anything going to happen? Any animosity toward him if you play on the Steelers and you've been grinding your way through training camp and now he's going to show up right as everything's being packed up and practices are winding down and cuts are being made? Matt's in Gainesville. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Grant and Dave. Long-time listener, seventh-time caller.
Hey, Bob.
Ooh, very important. I like keeping track of how many times you've called. That's good.
Keeping track here. Hey, no, I would be thrilled. If I was a player, especially if I was a running back, but even if I was just a general player on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the guy basically took the whole training camp off, shows up, and if the Steelers don't penalize him in any capacity, but they say, hey, here's your jersey, get to work, I'm thinking, well, listen, if I become the top player in the locker room, if I become one of the best on the team, this is going to be an option for me in the future. Therefore, if they don't punish him, they are stating that training camp becomes an optional thing. And then second of all, if I am in the running back group, I get all these extra reps to possibly be able to make a team. Thanks, Lev Bell, for not being in there because they actually took a much deeper look at me and I get to be a backup or a practice squad guy. Huh. I love it.
That's a good perspective.
Seventh call. I would say that was your fifth best of the seven calls.
I think it's a little higher than that. That was a top three call for you for me.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really good.
Wow, he's had some great calls in the past as well.
Good perspective. So
James Conner is the guy that benefited the most from him not being around. He is a better player today for Le'Veon Bell not having been a Steeler for the last month. Clearly. I still don't think he'll be thrilled because you're still losing your job. But this is why, remember when we had that conversation about Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates going to LaDainian Tomlinson's Hall of Fame induction?
Uh-huh.
And I was on the side of those guys should absolutely go to that. I don't care what the coach says. First of all, they should be allowed to go to it, and the coach should make this a positive where he sends them as liaisons. But you were like, nah, it's too important. Don't miss a day. If Le'Veon Bell can miss all of training camp and just show up and still be the best running back in the league, they could have missed a day. This is a 10th-year quarterback? Or more, Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, at least.
13th year or whatever it is, tight end. Those guys can miss a day. And if Le'Veon Bell just shows up, he's right. It does send some kind of message of how valuable and vital it really is that every single day I give you my best.
So I think they're either rules or they're not. You know what I mean? It's like the bad example I come up with is jaywalking. You know, it actually can be a big deal in crowded city streets.
The segment on late night television. Where people answer questions out and about on the street.
I don't even mean that. Where the guy, that's President Clinton today. I went to the library with the adult faction. Eh? So, like, forget it. That was, by the way, the number one late night show for decades. Never forget, we shouldn't trust people.
You were Letterman over Leno guy.
Of course I was. I like humor. So I went to, though, but the jaywalking is something that actually we should not take seriously because it can be nothing. If there's no one on the street, you don't walk all the way up to the crosswalk and go at right angles. But it was put in to keep people safe. So rules either matter or they don't. You see what I'm saying? So we either enforce rules or we kind of have these selective things.
Okay, but so I'll take your analogy and I'll turn it on its head. Walking into work every day, when no cars are around and it's 8 a.m., I don't walk on the ways that I'm supposed to.
And this is my point.
I cut the corners.
And this is my point. It's like sometimes we can go, yeah, but it's fine. It's fine for Le'Veon Bell. It's probably fine for Antonio Brown. It's probably fine for, like, their best offensive lineman.
Antonio Gates.
And so now we start going down the list. And then we go, where do we draw the line? How good do you have to be? What if you're the 10th best player, but you've got some tenure? I understand giving guys days off and whatever else. I just think ultimately, from a team culture perspective, I would always want everyone there together. And if I was a player that had to go through the hell of training camp and hitting and all the other kind of stuff, and he doesn't, I'd have a little bit of resentment.
Yeah, I would too.
Not to the point that I'd like confront him or like get mad.
I would Joan a little bit when he showed back up. I'd rip him. I'd be like, oh, nice to see you here. We haven't been busy doing anything lately. I mean, yeah. I would let him know that it wasn't cool. At the same time, thank goodness you're back because we have a chance to win the Super Bowl because of you. JaVale's in Culpeper. He's a longtime listener. How many time caller are you, JaVale?
I would probably say 30 or 40, man.
Yeah, he's
I'm
going to
say 43 time caller.
Yeah, 43. I like that number. Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, if I were a player, I wouldn't have any problem with the holdout. You know, the reason being, I think all the players know, you know, it's a business, it's a profession. And I think everybody, you know, on the team and across the league always wants each player to generate as much, you know, financial gain as possible for him as well as his family. You know, it's always, you know, you have to be one of the top players, of top-tier players at your position to hold out, you know. I think the players would take more resentment if it was a rookie, you know, who hadn't come in, who hadn't proven anything before the league, you know, changed the rookie wage scale. I think they have more of a problem, you know, with the younger guys who aren't established with holding out in the past. But on a slighter note, the thing that bothers me the most is if I was in a fantasy draft and had the number one pick and you're sitting there debating over David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell, you know, a lot of the players who hold out have, you know, non-contact muscle tissue injuries, especially hamstrings.
True.
Because
yeah.
they haven't been there and they haven't, you know, been working. So I don't think the team has a problem, but if I had a number one pick in the draft, I would definitely have a problem with it.
Well, I'm taking David Johnson, but if I have the second or third pick, I'm still probably taking Lev Bell.
And then I have to hold my breath because he's right. I mean,
you're not passing up on Bell with the second pick,
you're
are
not
you?
Passing him, but now you feel way more nervous than you normally would.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But that's been the case for a month. Fred's in D.C. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, look, Pittsburgh is a team that feels they can challenge New England for a trip to the Super Bowl, and having Bell would be a big part of that. And running backs have a short tenure in the league. I think the average running back, what, is 3 years? So get the money if you can. Danny, you talked about Antonio Brown. Remember what he did with the video? I found out that he's far more disruptive, like he was putting himself over the team.
Yep.
But as far as, you know, Bell, he's shown what he can do, and I believe that he could do it again and would think that they would need him. You know, DeSean Jackson, you know, we had a little problem with him, but I hope we don't miss him. I really hope we don't miss him.
Yeah, they're going to miss him. Thank you, Fred, for the call. For the record, different conversation here. I have always been fine with players holding out from a business standpoint because they only get so many bites at the apple. The team has all the leverage and power, so anytime they can get the ball in their court like Le'Veon Bell can, from his standpoint personally, 100%, I think him holding out was perfectly reasonable and fine.
Right. I don't begrudge a guy trying to get as much as he can. I don't.
Absolutely not. I think it's a different conversation to say, okay, because he held out, if you're a teammate, how would you feel about that? That's two different things. But if I'm Le'Veon Bell, I think what he just did was much smarter business if you really want that deal than what Kirk Cousins did as an example. When he just signed on the dotted line, was a good soldier, once again played ball. Now, if you want a long-term deal, the better way to get the long-term deal is to hold out and make your demands as if, you know, this is the movie Airheads and you're Adam Sandler saying you want a football helmet full of cottage cheese.
Oh, but hold on, though. Hear me out on this. The deadline for a franchise tag turning into a long-term deal passed, and Le'Veon Bell is holding out because he's ticked off that it's a franchise tag.
Correct.
So that it's not like the Steelers could go, oh, okay, we miss you. Now we'll give you a long-term deal. This is just him not coming to work because he's mad. That's different to me than trying to get the most you possibly can.
I guess that's true, but as of July 15th, which was right at the start of training camp, everything that he missed before that, not being at the complex, was to get a contract.
Right, which doesn't bother me at all. Right,
that's true. There was nothing coming down the pike during training camp for him.
And so for me, this is just, I don't like what Pittsburgh did. I have to report to make my money.
That's a good clarification.
That's why I'd be irritated about this if I was a teammate. But again, I would get over it quickly because of how great he is.
How about the Wizards and where they stand in the East after the mega deal between Cleveland and Boston? We'll get into that, and we'll get you a preview of the Nats and the Astros. Game 2 of a series, some are calling a World Series preview tonight. Your analysis on that next on 106.7 The Fan. Hey guys, Grant Paulson for my friend Jerry Mannix of Mannix Heating and Cooling. The team at Mannix Heating and Cooling, the best that I have dealt with in their field. Clean and respectful of your home. Went to my dad's house, fixed his room. I've been telling you about it. He's got this sunroom that's always really hot in the summer, really cold in the winter. It's all glass overlooking the creek he lives on. We could not make that room livable and decent for everyone to hang out in and watch games and watch movies. Until I called Jerry Mannix for Mannix Heating and Cooling, and he came down with his crew, set up shop, and within a couple of hours, they had left with the most comfortable room in the house, having been fixed after years of hassle. They did it with Mitsubishi Electric Equipment. Advanced technology gives you the most efficient, reliable way to cool or heat while cutting up to 30% off your energy bill. My dad's experiencing that now. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems feature individual room control. That's what he's got. But it's all about Mannix Heating and Cooling. Nobody's better with that equipment. Call them at 703-777-9211. You got an issue. 703-777-9211. You've tried to get to sleep. It's hot in your room, but it's comfortable downstairs or in your basement. They'll fix that. MannixHVAC.com. Tell them Grant sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.